Michael, thank you for joining me on the show. It's lovely to talk to you.
Good evening, Amber. Very nice to talk to you.
So tell me, Michael, there's very exciting plans afoot at the Dunloe Hotel and Gardens. Can you give us an overview as to what you're doing?
Of course, yeah. Well, it's absolutely very exciting times. We are finally on site with the renovation of the Dunloe Hotel and Gardens, which is a huge 100 million euro investment by the Leeper family, who have once again demonstrated their commitment to not only Ireland, but in particular to Killarney and tourism here in the area.
Absolutely, it's fantastic. A very significant investment, as you mentioned there, 100 million euro. And the aim is to create a 5-star estate as well, which is very exciting for the hotel. So can you tell us maybe a little bit about what the works will involve, I suppose, and how you will be changing maybe the hotel as people know it at the moment and bringing it up to that 5-star level?
Absolutely. A number of your listeners will know the hotel and have been and seen the work that we already carried out there in recent years when we remodeled the public areas of the hotel, the reception area, the grill restaurant and bar, and the upper lounge. Mm-hmm. And we're continuing on from that. And that involves demolishing the 2-bedroom blocks, the pool, gym area, along with the wedding room, the park restaurant, as we call it. Basically, everything apart from the public areas is going to be demolished and rebuilt. And we will be reopening with 97 new rooms, a mixture of suites, family rooms, deluxe rooms, park view rooms, and gap rooms, a new function space accommodating up to 250 people, pre-function areas, new terraces out and around the gardens, new pool, outdoor pool, new spa, 5 treatment rooms, new gym, kids club, and a second restaurant in the hotel as well.
Wow, fantastic. Lots happening, but very exciting. And it's amazing to see that, I suppose, obviously you mentioned there that the works are already started and you will be demolishing the room so that the hotel won't be open, I suppose, for the duration of the works. But a lot going on there, which will be very exciting for visitors when they come back.
Yeah, it is going to take a long time. It's a big project. It's not going to be done overnight. So the hotel is currently closed. We expect it to open in the second half of 2028. So it's 2 years of a build, basically. We're working with our good friends, Kenmare Plantire, who are another local contractor. So it's great to have them on board as the main contractor on the site. And it's great for Killarney.
It certainly is. You mentioned that the works are started already. I know it's probably very early days at this stage, but how are they going so far?
It's very early days, to be honest, Amber. But they're going fine. It's great. We have started. Important thing, and we are on track. But it's too soon to kind of have gone off track already at this stage. So it's early days, but we're very happy to have started.
I can imagine it's fantastic. And Michael, I suppose, how important is it for you that the Dunloe is, I suppose, at that 5-star rating and that these works are completed, you know, that you decided to take on the project in the first place, I suppose. How important is it to bring it up to that standard?
It's extremely important. The Dunloe has a very emotional place in the heart of the Leeper family. It's almost 65 years since Dr. Hans Leeper opened it, and they are very emotionally attached to the area, the whole of Killarney, but in particular the Dunloe and the Gap of Dunloe. And we want to reposition the hotel. The family want to reposition the hotel as a luxury upmarket 5-star estate to attract both Irish and international visitors.
Yeah, that's hugely important. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about that, Michael, as well, because obviously, as we mentioned at the start, the investment, it's hugely significant for the hotel, but it's also very significant for the region as well, because it's another very strong offering here once the works are completed and you're back reopened in 2028. It's a very strong offering for the tourism market and to draw people into Ireland, into Kerry and into Killarney.
Yeah, Killarney, Kerry and Killarney have wonderful hotels. I mean, our own other two hotels, the Europe and Ardna Sheagh, are open this year, but there are plenty more wonderful hotels in Killarney. And anything that helps to attract people into Killarney is good for all of us living in the town and working in the town. And the Dunloe will play a huge part in that going forward.
It certainly will. I suppose just moving away from the works at the moment and just talking about maybe the tourism offering in general and the tourism market, I suppose, as well. You mentioned the Europe and Ardna Sheagh as well, that they're both open this season. What is the season looking like? I suppose we're in the thick of it now, probably at this stage, Michael.
We are in the thick of it, but the season is very good. 2025 was a fantastic year, and 2026 will be up on last year. We're very fortunate to be very well supported by the domestic market and by the local market, but also by the North American market, and they are both very, very strong, and we're very happy with that.
That's fantastic to hear. And you mentioned the domestic market there as well. And I know obviously we love to see visitors coming from overseas, but it's lovely, isn't it, to see that people from, you know, throughout Ireland and even throughout Kerry as well are making use of what's on our doorstep and actually supporting those local businesses as well. That's a lovely aspect, I think.
And I totally agree with you. It's wonderful. Like, the domestic market is we have in the Europe, it's hugely important to us, and we're delighted to receive that support from everybody, and even people living locally and in Killarney. The amount of people come and stay with us, it's great.
It certainly is. It's fantastic. You mentioned North America as well. Would that be where the vast majority of visitors would be coming from overseas, or where else would you see them coming from, Michael?
Our Irish and domestic market and North American market make up over 90% of our 95% of our business, and they are, so if they're not coming domestically, they're coming from North America.
Brilliant. And I suppose going back to the works as well, and the big renovation, the big investment into the Donohoe Hotel and Gardens, I know some people will be disappointed, I suppose, to think that they can't visit you this season, you know, that it's closed for a while, but it will be worth it, I can imagine, in the end when you reopen in 2028 and have that five-star estate ready to go and ready to welcome visitors. Again, I probably suppose it shows, doesn't it, Michael, the hotel's commitment to Killarney and to the future as well of the, you know, their role in the tourism industry by undertaking this large project.
I think that important about this investment and the scale of it is the Leapers family, the third generation now of the Leaper family, have come together and shown their commitment to Killarney and to Ireland. Yes, it's sad that we're going to be closed for 2 years, but it's a long-term project. It's a project for the future. Killarney Hotels have been in existence for almost 70 years. We'll be there in 2028 to welcome everybody, and we look forward to seeing everybody when we open.
I can imagine it'll be worth the wait, I think, by the sounds of the works that you're undertaking.
Well, I hope so. And I hope your listeners will enjoy it. So yes, it really will be. It'll be a beautiful five-star hotel. It really will be. It'll be absolutely worth the wait.
Oh, fantastic. That's great to hear. Well, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to join me this evening and to talk us through the exciting works that are going on. And no doubt everyone's looking forward to walking in the doors in 2028 again to see the results. But thank you for taking the time to chat to me.
Thank you, Amber. Take care.